Coming up Friday, it is a lot of jazz with the guitar, the saxophone ensemble, Purdue Combos, and the American Music Repertoire Ensemble playing at Low Playhouse. Joining me is Mo Trout.
Hi, John.
Good to have you.
Good
Scott Pizzera is here. Hello.
Hello.
You guys are doing some fun combos, and I know the gig starts at 8, but there's actually some prelude. I've been out to Las Vegas, and the Penn & Teller show actually starts an hour before when they start just playing music, and you find out that Penn is actually playing bass with their pianist, and people are going up stage. You guys are doing sort of a pre-show as well. Is that right?
That's right. We have so many students that we have to start early.
This is a great problem to have.
Well, you know, that's what they keep telling us.
Wow.
No, it's really, we've got some great music. Scott over here working with our combos, and we had a combo that we realized we didn't have a place set up for them to play, so we're going to have them play before this concert, and it's going to be killer. It's going to be really fine. Scott, what are you guys going to be playing?
Well, so this combo is a little different than the previous combos that we've been working with. This one has three horns, and so we're doing some more specific arrangements that are geared towards that sort of instrumentation. So we're actually doing two or three Art Blakey numbers, because Blakey had a really great sextet that a lot of these charts were written for. And then we have some vocal features for Natalie Hotalin, who's going to be singing on this round. Some really neat tunes, a Dave Brubeck tune that she had brought to the band that I had never heard, which is a really nice tune called My One Bad Habit. And then we're going to be doing a Joshua Redman tune it's really the hard piece that we're working on to try and pull off, but it's always worth it at the end when they get to play it. So it's going to be a lot of really fun music, and it's going to be, there's some ballads, there's some some sort of bossa novas or straight eighth kind of things, there's some funk things, so it's, again, a nice broad palette. There's something in there for everybody.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. It's a concert, so come a little bit early, maybe arrive around 7:30 and catch all the music at Low Playhouse. The American Music Repertory Ensemble, I think I can remember, I was somewhere in Wichita, whether it was a friend's house or my house, the first time I heard MacArthur Park, the Stan Kenton arrangement, I was like, oh my goodness, This is heaven. And I'm a fiddle player. I play Bach and Mozart. I heard this and I was like, wow. And I know you guys are going to do some Kenton tunes.
The AMRE, as we call the group, American Music Repertory Ensemble, is going to be focusing on the music of Stan Kenton for their portion of the concert. And, we're going to be playing things that his band performed primarily in the 60s and the early 70s. And so when he was doing big concert pieces, you might remember Malaguena, big popular piece. Well, we're going to end with that. Of course, our trumpets are really excited about that. And then some pieces that are more of the complicated time signature pieces by Hank Levy. Did some really interesting pieces, a really fun piece called Chappas. We're going to do that. And then we got some of his vocal things that we're going to do too. Those are a little less known than some of his big band pieces. But I think it's really great, and it's a very strong brass section in that band. So, it was just logical that we were going to do Kenton with that particular concert. And then we also have the guitar and saxophone ensemble, and we're going to do a set of pieces from a recording that was done by a great saxophonist named Benny Carter. It was Benny Carter's All-Star Sax Section, and he did a whole album of five saxophones plus rhythm section. And so we're going to do four pieces from that album, including a really fun swing arrangement of Over the Rainbow, which is going to be pretty cool. And then we got the Purdue Jazz Band on top of that, and that's going to be a serious set of music with that band, some new arrangements of Night and Day, Cole Porter tune, Too Close for Comfort, Stella by Starlight, which is a bass trombone feature. And then we're going to finish off with our tribute to Leonard Bernstein. This is his centennial year, and so there's all these concerts. I've really been wanting to do these pieces, this piece, and I finally came up with all the parts, but it's the arrangement that Buddy Rich's band did back in the late 60s, I think, West Side Story.
Wow.
And so it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a really pretty tremendous concert.
I think this sounds like a little bit of everything, and, from ages, from kids to kids of any age sort of concert, because here we have Bernstein and Stan Kenton, some really fun bossa nova and different things. To me, it always strikes me that, you know, Purdue is a land-grant college. There's no school of music. You know, Fort Wayne is getting has a sort of a school of music. But here at the main campus, I'm always amazed. There are so many kids involved that you guys are starting ahead of time for it. And that's got to feel really good because these are math majors, engineers. It's got to be fun to share music with them.
Absolutely. It is.
Yeah, we've got a very unique situation. There are few, if any, universities around the country that have anything near what we have here at Purdue with non-music majors and so many of them, you know, in so many different kinds of groups. And, you know, and they're just unbelievably talented. You know, many of them could have been music majors, but, you know, they had very sensible parents, I think, that helped them understand, you know, that they had other passions, you know, that will make their life much easier and they can enjoy music much more later on in their lives. But it's a joy to work with these students. It really is.
Yeah, it's coming up Friday night at 8 o'clock. And actually, I should say, really come a little early. Make sure you're there maybe around 7:30 to catch the Purdue Jazz Band, the AMRE, some great combos, the jazz and sax. On the guitar and sax ensemble. To me, it's always fun to see live music. You can watch YouTubes these days on a screen. You can do all sorts of things, stream it on your phone. But to hear live music, it really makes a difference. I mean, you've got to have, you know, fun. It's nice to be able to see whoever, you know, play these tunes, but it's got to be fun to actually perform these pieces live.
Sure, yeah, actually, and, you know, and I mean, you know, Mo and I are both, of course, musicians as well, and sometimes it's a little hard for me to have to sit in front of them when they're playing something that I want to be playing. Yeah, so I certainly understand that end of it, you know, and enjoy getting to see and watch them play the things that they want to do and they're excited about.
And, you know, for people that want to come to the concert, going to any concert live is much better than listening to a recording. It's just, you know, there's just something about it. You know, if you go back and listen to a recording, you may hear a few wrong notes or something, but when you're in the concert, you don't really notice a lot the wrong notes, if there happen to be some. It's the whole spirit of the music performing it live. And, you know, and I think jazz music, particularly seeing it live, it just makes all the difference in the world.
I always equate it to, would you rather go be in the stadium and watch the football game or watch the basketball game live? Or would you rather have it pre-recorded? It's always more exciting in person. So I think a concert, you don't know what's going to happen, or you may be surprised and go, oh, wow, I didn't know that was from West Side Story, right?
Right.
Yeah. This concert is one of several this semester. I know you guys have been doing all sorts of great things, whether it's been some jam sessions, this concert, there'll be an end of the semester thing, and then the Jazz Festival is coming up. Is it difficult sometimes to choose the right music to fit in with academics and performances?
It is not so much for I guess for the students, you know, because we're trying to build concerts and we don't want to overburden them, you know, with things, particularly, you know, we're thinking about mid-semester exams. You know, that's what's really hard on the students right now. You know, they're just going through all of those, you know, their tests, and you don't want to just overburden them with the other things that they have to practice, but you want to push them a little bit, you know, so that they have something to do. And then you talked about Jazz Festival. That happens right at the very beginning of the semester, you know, so we have to work really, really hard for a couple of weeks to put that together, and we do it, and then we can relax just a little bit, you know, and they can, and they put in all that time right at the beginning, and then they can focus on their studies. So it really works out very well for us and for them with their studies.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's coming up Friday night at 8. We hope you guys will come back and talk more about the jazz and update us on the programs.
Great.
Of course. Thanks for having us.